Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Number five. Penny Boone did not care for Louisville.
What is this list, by the way?
Oh, top five portal stories, day one. Sorry. We can't see that, but they can. Portal stories, day one. Top five. Number five, Penny Boone did not care for Louisville. He was there from January to April. Yeah. It maybe the offense didn't
He's
fit him.
He's pissed about Kenny Payne being fired as the men's basketball coach.
Yeah, maybe so. I'm curious to see where he goes, because he'll never have more juice than he did in January, and now that he's already left Louisville, I think that can only maybe hurt him a little bit, or maybe it just wasn't the fit, but he was the MAC Offensive Player of the Year last year.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on where you look. I haven't, you know, kept tabs on that very closely, but you know, I've seen some Louisville like, oh, he wasn't going to start, or I don't know. I would need to look into that more, but it's just a startling story just from the standpoint of, as I mentioned earlier, he lasted less than 5 months on campus and he's now going to be going to his fourth school, which is just kind of ridiculous, but certainly a sign of the times. He put up big numbers at his previous stops, but yeah, I'll be curious to hear more about why exactly that Louisville fit was so short-lived. And I would imagine he probably got some pretty good NIL money to go to Louisville initially. So, like, that's the part too. Like, does he get to keep a chunk of that, or how does that work? I don't know, but yeah, I'm interested to see where he lands and what Louisville's response, whenever they do have a response, if they do have a response to that, would be on why that was so short-lived.
Absolutely. Number four. Only backup quarterbacks in the portal at this point. Like, and I say that, like, some of these guys might be starters where they let, or, like, might be starters when they go somewhere, but most of the guys that are quarterbacks right now in the portal are guys who are backup quarterbacks. If they wind up anybody, they're going to be a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, Jacoby Criswell is a career backup. He wasn't going to beat out Taylen Green at Arkansas, who came in from Boise State. So that's over. He's on his way, and that's going to be his third school. You know, the kid from App State, like, all these guys are probably going to wind up being backups unless there's some sort of desperate situation that arises, which also means a school like Michigan is probably going to have to deal with what it has on its roster, which they might be fine with. You know, they might be fine how it's going with the guys that they have on their roster. But when it comes to the quarterbacks, this is just – I don't see it really getting, you know, all that hot there at that position at all.
No, probably not. I mean, I guess there's always the potential for, you know, like with – we'll use Baylor because they're close by. There's a whole little to-do right now about Daquan Finn and Sawyer Robertson.
Right.
And – one thing I mentioned with Grayson earlier was, first of all, I don't think Baylor should name a starter this week unless they are just adamant that they need to name a starter going into this offseason. Why not let them push each other for another 3 or 4 months if it's really that close? But given that there are no transfer rules now, Sawyer Robertson previously would have been between a rock and a hard place if he was named the backup. Now he can just leave. So I could see where, you know, maybe he would be interested in that. But to your point, I try to, like, move around the rankings and not just favor one of the sites, but I typically go to On3 or 247 at this point. And I was looking up the quarterback rankings as it stands right now. And they, they have Jacoby Criswell as, like, the only guy within, like, a top 50 list, basically, that's not already committed somewhere else as far as the quarterbacks go. So everybody, to your point, has been scooped up already, and they got scooped up back in the winter period.
Well,
so.
And because they also, it was important, not everybody, to be a part of whatever spring practices and getting to know the new system,
so,
et cetera.
Going through it, I mean, Julian Sayin, going from Bama to Ohio State, Dylan Gabriel, Cam Ward, Will Howard, Riley Leonard, Tyler Van Dyke, DJ Uiagalelei, Kyle McCord, KJ Jefferson, so on and so forth, Dante Moore. So there was a bunch of guys. You almost forget, like, how busy that – now, that was the hype machine. Yeah. That was like, hey, chaos is about to erupt. But, yeah, quarterback-wise, it's pretty spare parts at this point.
The only one I see that has, like, really long starting experience would be Colin Schley, who is at UCLA. And his starting experience was more the year before – that he was at UCLA, that he came to play in Chip Kelly's offense, and then that didn't work out. So I'm curious to see where he might wind up, but he's still probably going to wind up if he winds up at a power conference program as a backup. Mm-hmm. You know, that one, to me, maybe San Diego State, because it's where his old coach is, although they got A.J. Duffy out of FSU in the portal, so we'll see how that goes for them. Number three. A&M's class of 22 continues to dwindle. Like, they had the number one class in 2022. And it was Jimbo Fisher saying, like, I finally did it. I made it. We're going to be good. And that has proven, you know, look, with Walter Newton, Nolan and Evan Stewart leaving it, that's like, if they'd just been those two leaving, that would have been something. But Denver Harris is about on his, you know, fifth place. He at UTSA. Is that where he is?
Yeah, he's at UTSA.
No. He's at UTSA. Hopefully, Jeff Traylor can get through to him. You know, they've got, you know, the Raymond Cottrell, who left them and went to Kentucky, is now back in the transfer portal after not even playing at Kentucky yet, much like Penny Boone. There's a couple guys like that. And now Jacoby Matthews, who's a safety for them, he's in the portal and considering Oregon and Florida State, apparently, if those are still on the table. But he was a five-star recruit and part of that. So, that class of 22 was the biggest nothing burger perhaps in the history of recruiting.
We'll always have great moments like his name, I forget, racing through the parking garage.
Denver Harris.
Denver Harris. And we'll have great moments like that.
Never did stupid things when I was in college.
Sure. Like, that particularly bothered me, though, because it really was he's very dumb. Lucky. It's just a dumb thing to do. It wasn't even, like, young guy, fast car, big money. Yeah, like, that was part of it. It was mostly just dumb. Yeah. Like, it was just a dumb thing to do and record, much less, doing it. But regardless, college football is known for its goofiness. That's part of why we love the sport, even though sometimes it goes a little overboard. But one thing that is goofy and a tried and true tradition is winning off-season awards and hanging mythical banners for off-season accomplishments. And Texas A&M will always have that off-season accomplishment banner for that number one recruiting class. But, yeah, that's about all they got out of it because it didn't really amount to much beyond that. So they got their window of hype and hope. And, when all the chips fell on the table, ultimately, that was very fitting for the end of the Jimbo Fisher era, for him to flame out and for that class to also flame out as well.
And the spin I've heard on it, it sounds to me like if you ever watch like a news show, like cable news, which is why I don't, but like they'll have this like, hey, we've got this big explosive thing. And then it's like a very minor part of what could be a big explosive thing, but they shouldn't have run with it.
Like the Super League?
Yeah. They've got the thing, but... and then, like, the host will come on and be like, listen, what it proves is this information is gettable. And you're like, no. What it proves is there's one email out there. That's what it proved. With A&M, they're saying what it proves is that A&M can get the number of recruiting class.
Sure.
What it doesn't prove is that they can hold on to it.
It validates what they've been struggling with.
Yeah, it validates they just couldn't hold on to it. Yeah. Number two.
By the way, clearly on the Super League. I'm referring to not the concept of it, but the little floating things that we've seen here lately. Now that I know today it was going around again, an idea that will never happen. Yeah. But like that kind of stuff that, you know, oh my God, this is on the, it's like, no, this is an idea that they crumpled up and threw away immediately, basically. Yeah. But it's fun to think about.
Yeah. Number two, CJ West is this year's Braden Fisk, a defensive tackle from the MAC who'll get attention from everybody he wants to get attention for, because
big defensive lineman or any defensive lineman, but especially when you have
You're successful.
Yeah, yeah.
Which Braden Fisk was at Western Michigan, which he was at FSU, and CJ West will have that opportunity wherever he goes. And look, there's not a team in the country, team in the country right now that doesn't need a defensive tackle. Well,
Let me tell you, I'll just go the last 30 minutes, okay? In the last 30 minutes, CJ West has been offered by Indiana, Rutgers, Miami, Kansas State, LSU, and Colorado.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as announcing those offers, those have all been announced within the last 30 minutes. Right. So, yeah, he's.
And that doesn't include 15 or 30
others. Yeah, that we don't even know about. So, yeah, that's all within the last half hour, those, six or seven programs I just mentioned. He's obviously going to be very in demand, and already is.
Yeah, and when I sent this, we weren't completely sure about number one, but we are sure now. Kermani McClain is on the way out. He was the number one cornerback in the country just a year ago.
At a high school,
and he played in a few games last year for the Buffaloes. But ultimately, Deion Sanders is very public about that he wasn't watching film, he wasn't showing up to meetings on time, he had some maturity issues, and the like. Now, all of the coaches out there who are now after Kermani McClain will put that into the very back of their minds until he does it again, because right now they couldn't care less. Right now they want to get that guy who's got that special talent that they think they can fix.
It's like the 7-footer in basketball that nobody's been able to ever coach or get to make a shot. And they feel like they're the ones that can.
Or like the toxic, or like the person out there thinks that that toxic girl or guy, like, I'll fix them. You know, they're kind of cute. I'll fix that crazy. And it's
I understand them like nobody can.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand them like nobody can. Yeah.
Right.
Like, okay.
I think I can be the one to fix them.
When you have, most of the time, when you have that, I understand them like nobody can, is you've made up something that you believe to be true about them that is not.
Yeah.
This is not necessarily true for Kermani McClain. Sometimes kids have to mature, and he clearly had some maturity issues. Deion Sanders has really made some waves online to me, and things I never thought I would. And of course, maybe this is just know about him, but the way like he just called out specific guys for not going to class in that team meeting, and the way that he did it,
I love.
Not afraid to answer direct questions about specific players when he thinks it will, especially in that situation where I think he wanted to put it out in the world that, you know what? We went all out for this guy, and he's not going all out for us. So,
yeah, I mean, it's an interesting approach. It's one that I don't think anybody not named Deion could, or Saban, or, you know,
You have to have some sort of cachet behind you to pull it off.
If Dave Aranda started doing that, or like just Joey McGuire out of nowhere, I think people would be like, wait a second, you got to do, you know, to be calling people out like that, or, you know, Sonny Dykes or whatever, like they'd probably get a weird look back. But I think, there's a very select few guys that, like, you accept that from them, and Deion's one of those. And the thing about it is it's all well and good, and it sounds good if you're in favor of there being a little bit more authority there, but it's also not a good look for you, Deion. It's not a good look for you that, you know, some of these big time guys that you're relying on and promoting and all that are not making it. Now, that's attrition's part of the game for anybody. You coach long enough, you're going to lose a 4-star because of, you know, behavior or grades, or just doesn't work out for whatever reason. But, you know, for as much hype as there was behind him, rolling back around to hype. This isn't like a give him 3 or 4 years and let him get Colorado. This is like a, hey man, people expect results, and part of the reason why they expect results is because of the way you've been talking. So, yeah, I would consider that a blow. You know, maybe long-term it's a gain because not knowing enough about the background, maybe Kermani McClain not being a part of the roster is a good thing long-term or short-term. But, yeah, it's not a good look, that's for sure. And he'll have something to prove wherever he goes next, because now there is going to be a little bit of a perception of, and maybe that drives him, of the reputation is that you – you know, weren't doing enough behind the scenes. So somebody will get a really talented player, and hopefully they can maximize that talent and he doesn't become a guy who just kind of let it go. He played a little bit. You know, we saw a good number of him towards the end of last year. So interested to see where that takes him ultimately.
That it, Paul?
Yep.
You done? Who sponsors it? Texas. Beefhouse.com. Remember, their online and live auction coming up April 25th, right outside of Tyler. You can go to TexasBeefHouse.com for more information. If you want to do it online, they will have all of the material there for you. Craig, back at practice. Appreciate it. One more for the week, Thursday?
Yes, that's right.
Thursday yeah. And then we're done. We might get back to off the radar a little bit here in a pretty good bit. Garrett, thank you very much. Jack yes, McKenzie. 365 Sports tonight at 10:30 on the local CW. Emery Winter's working on that. And, yes, please hit the like and subscribe button if you haven't, or do it every day if you wouldn't mind, right here on 365 Sports. For our great sponsors, hey, SMU football coach Rhett Lashley is one of our guests tomorrow, Sam Kahn, among others. Hope you have a great night. For Paul Catalina and Craig Smoke, I'm David Smoke. Good night.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.